Doug, thanks so much for the time. The Racker Rivals Big Red Hockey Game is back. What does this exhibition mean to you, helping out a really worthy cause in the Racker Center that's done so much for our community here?
Yeah, thanks, Nick. Up in Toronto, lots of recruiting going on so far this summer, so up in Canada right now. But, the Racker Center, I mean, it's so important in our community and it's been around for, I think over 70 years now and been helping families with disabilities and people with disabilities in our area. And I just think it's such an important community event for us to get involved and to help them out. And so, driving back and looking forward to the game.
I absolutely love the commitment from you. We'll talk a little shop here for a couple of minutes before we get to tomorrow's game and more on that. But how has your summer been? Because as you mentioned, you're up there recruiting right now. So how have you been able to balance the job and hopefully get some time to unwind here during the summer months?
Yeah, it's been busy. May is our month where we're not permitted to go recruiting. So that's sort of our downtime. And then it starts to get going again in June and July. So, and with, the past years and the COVID pandemic, there hasn't been, especially up in Canada, there hasn't been a lot of hockey going on. So we've got some ground to make up because we haven't had an opportunity to watch a lot of these players live over the last 2 years. So, so right now we've been on the road quite a bit here, in the month of June and July, both in the United States and throughout Canada as well. And then we're also in the midst of interviewing for an assistant coaching position too. So so instead of there being three of us, there's only two of us to cover the ground. So it's been pretty busy so far.
That's for sure. 2022 has been unbelievably busy for you, clearly. And I want to talk about what happened in February, because I can't believe that 5 months have passed since you were a part of the coaching staff to help Hockey Canada win gold at the Olympics. And in watching the celebration and seeing the stuff on social media, it was so obvious that gold meant so much to those players. But all of these months later, what did it mean to you? And what were some of your biggest takeaways from the games?
Yeah, I felt really blessed to both from the Hockey Canada perspective and from Cornell University to be able to do it this past year. In years past, I've had opportunities to coach Team Canada in the Olympics and said no to them due to the fact that I was going to have to move to Calgary for the year. And then this year, Hockey Canada gave me more flexibility to be able to go back and forth between Cornell and the Olympic team. So it offered me a chance to be able to participate in the Olympics as a coach. And certainly that is the pinnacle for women's ice hockey, and to be able to represent your country and coach Team Canada in the Olympics and to win gold was certainly a dream come true as a coach on the women's side of hockey. And was very fortunate to have, as I said, both Hockey Canada and Cornell be willing to allow me to do that this past year.
Doug Darrow with us here on BTL, head coach of the Cornell women's hockey team. Racker Rivals Big Red tomorrow, 4 o'clock inside Lina Rink, and we'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. But I would watch games on ESPN Plus throughout the season, and I was so impressed by Gillis Frechette. She was so outstanding. The best forward in the ECAC, the player of the year as a junior. We secretly cheer for Gillis here at the station because her older sister Finley was an intern here for a while and everything like that. But what is it that makes her so good, and what's her skill set that makes her so outstanding, and what is the ceiling like for her as she gets ready for another year?
Yeah, she's had an amazing career at Cornell so far, and very fortunate to have her back again for another year next year. So still relatively young to have won ECAC Player of the Year, and to have her coming back is huge for our team. But she's grown each and every year. I remember as a freshman when she came in, I don't think she knew exactly how good she could be, and I think now she's figured that out and has really put in the work to get better each and every year, and then now it's paying off for her. But her skill set, she's got all the skills. You know, she's a good skater. She plays with her head up, can move the puck, has great hockey sense, got a good shot, good touch around the net. So she's got all the tools and all the skills, and it's finally all coming together for her here in the last couple of years at Cornell, and we're really excited about that from her, and having her back next year is just huge for us.
And I'm sure you're excited about a lot of players, including the incoming class, and that was released about a week and a half ago, the 7 players who are joining the program, and they all have some hefty resumes, it looks like. So what's the development process like for some of these players when they first step foot at Cornell?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest challenge is just getting them up to speed on, you know, playing a full team game. A lot of these players have been the best players wherever they've played their junior hockey or their high school hockey, and and at times have relied on their individual skills. So, you know, getting to Cornell and getting into the NCAA, it's about learning to play at the speed of the game that we play at in the NCAA, and learning to move the puck and use your teammates around you more so than they probably would have throughout their time as they grew up through all the way through high school and junior hockey.
Doug Darrow with us here on BTL, head coach of the Cornell Big Red women's hockey team. Again, he'll be playing in tomorrow's Racker Rivals Big Red hockey game, 4:00 inside Lionel Rink, and we'll get to that in just a second. But I do have to ask and bring up, you know, one thing I think that is so cool is seeing the success that a lot of your former players at Cornell have wherever they go. And whether that's, you know, some of your old players that are playing for Hockey Canada, or somebody like Alyssa Gallardi, who's still so very involved in the game of hockey. And then here's Jessica Campbell, who's finding unbelievable success in coaching, and she's been named an assistant coach for the Kraken's AHL team. And she's given you a lot of credit publicly in some publications for what she's done and what she's been able to accomplish. So I'm wondering, from your perspective, what's made her so successful? What's made her become really a trailblazer in the coaching world here?
Yeah, you know, I certainly appreciate all the kind words from her, but, you know, she's been putting in the work ever since she graduated from Cornell, and I think she's built her coaching from the foundation up. When she first started, she learned the skills that it takes to be able to, you know, develop your individual game, and that's where it started for her. And then she went on to, you know, coaching on the bench, learning the team game, learning, you know, what it takes to be a coach. And I think, you know, through that, she now has that foundation that not only she can teach the systems and everything that goes along with coaching on the bench and being a good bench coach, but because she laid that foundation before she started coaching of learning the skill set that it takes to be able to do the plays that you need to be able to make, and then, you know, add the team game to it, she has now, you know, run the full gamut of teaching and coaching. And so I think she brings something different that, you know, I feel like there's always a hole sometimes in coaching. You know, maybe you didn't always get a chance to teach certain skills or to learn how to teach certain skills or to learn, you know, certain systems on the ice or whatever it might be. But I think she's did it the right way, starting with the skills and just working her way up through, and has worked really hard to get where she is. Obviously, you know, now being an assistant coach in the American Hockey League, the first female to do so. You obviously have to be prepared when you go into these situations. You're going to be tested as that first female, and, you know, full credit to her. Everywhere she's gone, I've heard rave reviews, and she's been prepared. And, you know, she credits her communications degree at Cornell. She says that, you know, that's really helped her to be a better communicator as a coach. And so I'm glad that degree has helped her as well.
It's so remarkable. It's just an absolutely awesome story. Let's talk a little bit about tomorrow, because one thing that I've always admired about the Cornell hockey community, women's hockey and men's hockey, is how everybody just embraces this area and everybody embraces the quote-unquote community involvement and maybe some volunteering efforts in the idea of giving back to those who are Cornell hockey fans. So what is it that makes an event like tomorrow such a priority, but also what makes it so special that former players want to come back and be a part of this great event?
Yeah, I mean, I think anyone who's played hockey and been involved in the hockey programs at Cornell, both on the men's side and the women's side, understands that the community is such a huge part of that. You know, we're so fortunate at Cornell University to have the support and the fan support that we have within the Ithaca community. And we recognize that. And I think both hockey programs love to be involved in the community, love to get to know the people of Ithaca and the Cornell community and help out in whatever ways we can give back. And now you see it with these players that are returning to come back and play in the Rackers game and help out the Rackers Center in this instance. And it's, you know, for the fans and that side of things, it's an opportunity to see players that perhaps you got to see while they're at Cornell, perhaps you didn't. You know, some of them are NHL players, American Hockey League players, you know, some of the best women hockey players in the world. And then you've got business people from, you know, from the community as well. So it's a really well-rounded group that that you've got, but it's not every day that you get an opportunity to watch, you know, pro hockey players play live. And so I think it's a real treat for the community as well, and should be an entertaining game.
That's for sure. And Doug, before I let you run, I got to ask you, because I was chatting with Topher Scott yesterday, and I asked him, how hard does he really go out there on the ice? And he says sometimes it's a little bit of a slow start for everybody because everyone's kind of feeling each other out. Nobody wants to get hurt or anything. But then it seems like everybody seems to rev it up, especially when the game gets close. So I'm going to ask you, how hard are you going to go out there tomorrow?
Well, I hate to say this, but it's been a long time since I've played any organized hockey. I've been, you know, on the ice at camps over the summer and coaching in that way. So I've had my skates on a few times, yeah. But I have not played the game. Usually I get out with a group here, the Toothless Bears I get out with in the summertime, but I have not been able to do that so far this year. So, yeah, I'm going to be shaking off a little bit of rust early on, but I think you kind of tailor it to, you know, who you're out there with and against, too. You know, you get some of the recent graduates and some of the pro players, they're out there. Okay, well, you know, you're going to have to skate a little bit harder and try to keep up. And then there's others that are a little bit older and maybe not as polished as far as their hockey skills go. And, you know, you should probably ease it off a little bit in that regard, too. So it kind of depends on which line you're on and which line you're going against and that sort of thing. So it's as I said, it's a bit of a mixed bag as far as talent, skill level, age, and so on.
I love it. Well, either way, win or lose or however hard you skate out there, it's all to benefit the greater good of the Racker Center and our community. And Doug, as always, we really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes. I know you're busy up there, so safe travels coming back to Ithaca, and we'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Thanks a lot, Nick. Look forward to seeing you.